get ready to rock radio.
Time now for our interview with Kingsley Sage from the Brighton-based band Anemo. They have a new album out. We're going to start off by rewinding to 2007, October, when they released a single which was well received. You'll find a review at getreadytorock.com. This is a remix version of the song Pray.
Falling and falling out, falling down for the bullet holes. A broken body, broken mind, never felt so alive. Falling and falling out, falling down for the bullet holes. A broken body, broken mind, never felt so alive.
Salt crystal morning, blinded by the sun. He's another interfering alien. Is this what having their democracy means? 'Cause when I look in the mirror, it spits back at me. And I'm humbled now by the images I see. And I pray on my knees in the dirt. And I call.
Welcome to Get Ready to Rock, Kingsley Sage from the band Anemo. Hello to Kingsley.
Hi, David. How are you today?
Oh, very well, and thanks for the interview. I'm sure you have told me you've been doing many, and I'm sure you'll be doing many more, Kingsley.
Uh-huh.
On the back of this new album, which I think I'm right in saying it comes out on Monday, the 13th of October.
That's the album's official release date.
Ah, that's it. And I have to say, we've been playing it a lot on the Sunday programme over the last few weeks since we've had the album. Really very difficult to pick out standout tracks because it's a great, consistent album. And I have to say, Kingsley, before we begin, that our reviewer, Pete Worley, commented that this is melodic Brit rock at its magnificent best.
and undisputed contender for female fronted rock album of the year. And I'm sure that's not unusual, really. I'm sure you've been getting some really encouraging comments on this. What sort of reaction have you been getting so far?
We've been getting generally a very great reaction to the album. This is, in fact, Animo's second album. It's a follow-up to our 2005 debut album, Slow Burn. This album is more of a faster, darker, more aggressive kind of rock record than its predecessor. One of the reasons for that is that, in contrast to our first album, this album has developed more out of the band working as a live touring band. We spent quite a lot of time out in the UK on the road last year. So a lot of these songs have been worked and tried and tested and played to audiences up and down the country. And what we try to do with this record is capture something of the essential live element sound of the band. So it's a different kind of record to its predecessor, and the reaction's generally been very positive. It's been received very well by people who are into their rock music, people who are into their pop music. It's got quite a different range, quite a diverse range of styles and rock types on the record, and generally speaking, people have been very happy and very positive and very receptive of it. People who've both listened to our first record and also people who are coming to Animo's music for the first time.
Which is always a good thing, isn't it? Because we first got hold of the first album, as you say, it was released back in 2005. It's called Slow Burn. And I have to say, in advance of this interview, I did go back and listen to that album. And it is actually worth checking out. I mean, if people like Stentorian, which is the new one, I think they will enjoy the first one. I know you have perhaps changed in, the sound's got a bit harder, as you say, a bit tougher. Perhaps a bit more rock, really. But there's still strong elements of the, let's say, the Animo sound in that first album.
Absolutely.
So what happened? Let's just rewind slightly on this and talk about that debut album 3 years ago now. I mean, what really happened with that?
It was a tremendous period, tremendously busy period for us, because it was our first full-length album. We were making it in our own studio down here in Brighton. And the album and the whole process was kind of developing with the band and the band's own songwriting and other skills as well at the same time. So that first album has got quite a diverse range of different styles. We had a wide variety of different people helping us to make the record, and it's got tracks that feature from this fairly sort of full rock-on kind of sound of Fallout Renegade, which was the single from the first album, all the way up to the title track, Slow Burn, which mixes items of electronica with double bass and a whole variety of different kinds of things, as well as having some tracks which are like the final track on Slow Burn, Kursk, a song about the doomed Russian submarine, which is a combination of a kind of rock classic ending with a sort of an electronica soundscape middle, and lots of different ideas all stuck together. But very much quite a diverse canvas of different types of approach and different kinds of types of sound, whereas in contrast, our new record, Stentorian, much more focused towards Animo working as a live unit.
Right. Now, what's brought about, now, at this stage, you'll have to excuse me for going back to Slow Burn, but, you know, at the same sort of stage you're at with this new one, what sort of reaction were you getting? I expect I'm right in saying that the reaction to this second album, at the same sort of time, just on the verge of releasing it, is a lot stronger than perhaps the reaction to the first album.
Yes, it is. That's because more people know who the band is, because obviously they've heard our previous records, they've seen some of our videos, they've heard some of our singles, they've heard the tracks on the radio and on the internet, or they've seen the band live. They've signed up to our mailing lists. You can go and see our online presence, our MySpace site, our website, and so on and so forth. So more people have heard of the band. Many more people have heard of the band are very much more interested in all the different things that we're doing. So yes, in this particular period leading up to the release of Stentorian, it's been a very exciting process for us. A lot of people are coming back and telling us what they think of the record, and they're going back and comparing it to our first record, or if they're coming to Animo for the first time, they're listening to what we have and then maybe going checking out some of the other things that we're doing. But yes, a very, very strong and positive response we're getting to the record at this stage.
Okay, let's go back to the first album and before we play a few tracks off the new one. This is the single off the Slow Burn album. It's called Made of Fiction.
A little fiction feeds your fantasy. A little fiction dampens the reality. A little fiction. Do you think we don't see you in the shadows, trying to be the invisible man?
Where'd you find all your lies and your convictions? 'Cause you tell them all so easily. And you're not sad yet so persistent. Tell me, does it feel good, baby? Go get your inspiration, your own sense of adventure.
Everybody gets a piece.
Left with my memory, left with your taint. I'm made of fiction, chasing time and time again.
Please go away, 'cause I'm feeling so drained. Go away, go away, I ain't gonna play.
Do you think we don't see you in the shadows, trying to be the invisible man? To make of it what you can.
I don't wanna be saved, misread and displayed. 'Cause I hear you lock into the empty. I'm working you out, you're tearing me down. 'Cause I feel you see you're playing me out. Don't wanna be saved, misread and displayed. 'Cause I hear you lock into the empty. I'm working.
I mean, there's less, probably less electro influences perhaps in this new one, whereas on the first one, that was a little bit more evident.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And one of the things that people used to comment on when they'd listen to Slow Burn and they came to see us live is that they'd listen to all of the sort of different kind of layers that are woven into Slow Burn, and they'd listen to it and would appreciate it and like it. And then they'd come to see us as a live act, and we were often a 6 or 7-piece rock band as live act. And would find that it was quite a different dynamic when some of those tracks were presented. And as you mentioned, the first album's got quite a lot of electronica elements of it, but nonetheless, we've taken it to sort of hard rock clubs and had people who then very, very responsive as to kind of crank up the whole thing and play these tracks live. So sometimes people have been surprised that the live act has got a heavier sound than perhaps the first record would tend to suggest. Now, whereas with Stentorian, because a lot of those songs have been really, really worked on in a live context, that's how you'd hear those songs in a live setting.
Mm. Now, I know this sounds a stupid question, really, but are you planning to tour to support the album's release?
Yes, we're certainly planning to put on some shows here in the UK, and we hope to be in a position to announce when those shows will be fairly shortly. So for people who want to come and see us live, what I suggest is go to the website, www.animo.co.uk, or to our MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/animomusic, all one word. Sign up on our mailing list, and we'll be sure to let you know when the band is playing in a town near you.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the members of the band and how you got together, because you're based down there in Brighton.
Yes.
And I gather there's quite a thriving music scene, isn't there, in Brighton? It's produced, and it's still producing some well-known bands and independent bands.
Yes,
would you say that, really? It's quite a healthy scene down there.
there's all sorts of different bands. I mean, for a while, Brighton was quite dominated by dance music, but there's certainly been a resurgence of guitar and rock bands again recently.
Yes.
There's a wide range of bands who've come from the Brighton area. I suppose one of the best known at the moment is bands like the Kooks, who are from this area.
Yes.
Lots of different kinds of bands, lots of different bands playing in live music venues. Quite a lot of small venues still down here. You can go out and you can consume that kind of music a lot. So yeah, it's a very vibrant scene down here. Still a healthy mix between live acts and dance.
Mm.
As for the band itself, Animo kind of arrived a little bit, as with a lot of these things, kind of came together in a bit kind of sort of an accidental kind of fashion. Originally, I'd been working with some people and we were looking to put together a studio-based project, and we'd been seeing lots of singers, most of whom were fairly dreadful. Our actual Animo's lead singer, Hazel Woodhurst, our fabulous powerhouse front woman, actually never even came along. It was actually one of her flatmates that actually came along to one of our vocal auditions. He wasn't so good, maybe, but he did suggest that his flatmate might be interested in the job, and that's how we first met Hazel. We then added Matt Palmer on guitars, and since then we also have Erica on backing vocals, which is Hazel's sister. And we also have Dan on the bass guitar, and we also have Mike Kelly, our ridiculously loud drummer, and that's our current live unit.
Is that one of his selling points, is it? He's ridiculously loud.
Well, it's a very good selling point when you're talking to rock promoters.
Yeah.
It's also extremely painful if you happen to be in the same room when he's recording some drums.
Yeah.
Good example with Stentorian. So we really wanted to get that rock attitude over in some of the tracks like Prey and some of the other big rock pieces that happen to appear on that album. And there's only one way to do that, and that's to set up a studio like it was a nightclub. Drink some tins of lager, put in your earplugs, and really go for it some.
No, I think it's a great idea, that. Yeah. Well, we're going to play a track off the new album, and as I say, it's very difficult to pick out individual tracks. People really need to hear the whole album because it's so consistently good. This is another side to the story.
Standing, a silhouette in his own life. It'd be another hot and restless night. But since then, nothing's ever felt right. No help offered these empty hands. A desperate need to change the past. So full of wisdom, but it didn't help him then. Sits and drinks until he drowns, feeling lost but never found. She mouths I love you with arms outstretched, skipping along the water's edge. She asked for a moment, she turned away, turned back to her empty space. Heavily land, blaming hands, carry him out, cage the man. There's always another side to the story. Standing, a bystander, his only ride. No escape, no matter how much it hurts inside. A monochrome nightmare. Cold stone walls. Sips and drinks until he drowns, feeling lost but never found. She melts, I love you, with arms outstretched, skipping along the water's edge. Just for a moment he turned away, turned back to her empty space. Heavily loud, blaming hands, carry him out, cage the man. There's always another side to the story. Finally, I'll tell my story. Now I'm counting no age. Let me explain. She was my baby, but you wouldn't let me call. She tripped and fell, I blame myself. Daddy should've held your hand, Daddy should've held your hand. Take me back so I can save myself. You was well, so
Now, how easy or difficult is it to get your music out there? Because I gather you're doing your own PR, although you signed up with an American record label, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. With Animal Lips itself as an artist, we're signed to an American independent record label called City Canyons Records. You can check out their website at www.citycanyons.com. This is our second album for City Canyons. But as with all of the independent sector, there's also a lot of helping out and people that we work with here in the UK to help get our message out. We have lots of different people that we work with, whether it's on distribution or radio promotion or helping us to make videos and lots of those kinds of things. And we also help out with the PR effort. But sometimes that's just reaching out to people, reaching out to websites like Get Ready to Rock, talking to people, getting out there, responding to fans' inquiries from MySpace, reaching out to people, telling them about new music or putting videos up on YouTube. And as with a lot of independent labels, there's kind of a lot of hands-on. There's a team working in New York. There's a team working on Animo and Animo's music, reaching out on this side of the pond. So as with all of the independent sector, it's very much lots of people doing lots of different jobs.
And how did you originally hook up with the label? And has that given you anything more in terms of perhaps a little bit more budget for the second album?
Well, in terms of how we got in, first got in contact with City Canyons again. It's one of these things that kind of happens slightly accidentally. We were actually introduced to them by a German publishing company called Music to Deal. They heard some of our stuff on one of their websites, and they reached out to us, and they said they really liked what we were doing, and we've never looked back, and that's been a very fruitful relationship. And our relationship with them has helped both in the making of the records and very much helping us to promote and reach out. So it's something that we plan to continue with and has been very successful for us.
Oh, that's good. And I expect it'll help promotion in the States as well, won't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, look, best of luck with this album. We'll be watching your progress, Kingsley, with great interest. I think it's really good when you receive... like the first album, and you follow someone's progress, really, and this is exactly what we've done. But it's really very rewarding when you get that second album, and it's such a high standard, and I think you deserve every success with this.
Thank you very much, and we're very grateful to you and everybody at Get Ready to Rock for the support of the record. It's much appreciated, and we reach out to all of your listeners, and so we really hope you enjoy this record, and if only because it makes it worth all those hours we spent at 4 o'clock in the morning staring at a mixing console trying to get it to sound right. People out there, do get in contact with us. You can contact us through our website, through MySpace. You can see the videos on YouTube, and we always welcome comments from people.
Fingers crossed, you know, you'll go from strength to strength now with this second album, which is called Stentorian. We're going to play out with the track that you've released as a single recently, and that's Music Box. So from Get Ready to Rock, it's a big thank you to Kingsley, and best of luck with this in the coming months.
Thank you very much, David.
Can you imagine my frustration? Constant worry, no concentration. This was supposed to be real fun. Feel like I've lost before I've begun. It comes down to simple mechanics. Don't look for hidden semantics. This music box is more than just an old collectible collecting dust. But undisclosed, running round in my oblivion like no one knows. Once learned, now forgotten, as a new cruel trick. No time to be deviant, I must take care of every little part of me that got me here. Automatic laughter for these hypocrites, try to get it through your head. We'll be right back.
for another show. So lift me out this misery and let me go.
Forgotten wasn't a cruel trick. We're trying to be deviant and must take care. As I stand in your spotlight scrutinized, I question every part of me that put me here.
I don't wanna have